And a few hours before the president spoke, several dozen members of the House and Senate gathered on the steps of the Capitol. Both Republicans and Democrats showed up for the event. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the gathering was aimed at reviving a rare moment of unity lawmakers experienced on the night of the 9/11 attacks.
What congressional leaders sought to recreate last night was the 9/11 5 years ago when, for many, the world fell apart, but Congress came together. That was the day when Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert, at the steps of the Capitol, set aside his Republican partisanship.
Senators and House members, Democrats and Republicans, will stand shoulder to shoulder to fight this evil that's been perpetrated on this nation.
That 9/11 was also the day the leader of a democratically controlled Senate, Tom Daschle, took a time out from his own partisanship.
We, Republicans and Democrats, House and Senate, stand strongly united behind the president.
And it was the day when lawmakers spontaneously broke out in bipartisan harmony.
To the prairies, to the oceans, white with foam.
Last night, it was a far smaller crowd of lawmakers on the Capitol steps, supplemented by some Senate pages and aides. Speaker Hastert, whose House, as usual, did not meet on a Monday, reminded his colleagues of a death toll that's grown by thousands since 9/11.
And despite the pain of those old wounds and the new ones we sustain as our brave men and women fight back and sacrifice in Afghanistan and Iraq, and other places on the front line of the global war on terrorism, we do not wish to forget.
But Harry Reid, who leads what is now the Senate's Democratic minority, emphasized patriotic symbols rather than bloodshed.
5 years and a day ago, men in suits rarely wore flag lapel pins. Today, 5 years after September 11th, from sea to sea, flags fly proudly. In our front yards, on our suit lapels, and in our hearts.
In fact, neither Reid nor any of the other congressional leaders wore flags on their lapels, and only a few other lawmakers did. And this time, the United States Marine Band was on hand to lead a not-so-spontaneous rendition of the song sung 5 years ago.
To the ocean, white with foam.
Afterward, California House Republican David Dreyer said he didn't think there was anyone who had not been moved to tears.
I think that the fact that we stood together on the steps of the Capitol today should play a role in helping us address these issues of NSA surveillance and the treatment of terrorists who are prisoners.
And yet this is quite a divided Congress.
You know, there's no secret that it's been very divided.
Dick Durbin, the Senate's number two Democrat, said there's good reason for that division.
The support for the war against Afghanistan was unequivocal. Everyone knew instinctively that the enemies that brought 9/11 to America had to pay a price. The war in Iraq took us in a different direction. It divided us, still divides us today.
Despite their differences, Durbin and Speaker Hastert, both from the state of Illinois, stood chatting amiably after last night's event about football. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.